Welcome. This is Dr. David Kent. I'm a local area psychiatrist here in Boise. Been doing my weekly radio show. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back again, I appreciate you coming back to hear some more. I'm a psychiatrist in the area and been practicing in Boise since 1990. So I've seen a lot of things in this area and a lot of different kinds of situations. My radio shows have covered a wide variety of topics related to mental illness and various brain disorders along the way. I hope they've been helpful to furthering people's understanding and reduce the stigma associated with them. I've learned a lot myself by preparing the various topics and listening to the guests I've had on my show. I've been very appreciative of the many patients who've come on my show to share their experiences with both their failures and their successes with treatment. I posted all these radio shows on my website at www.treasurevalleytms.com. You can listen to any of those shows and select one of them and see what's on there. I've got lots of different experts on there and various patients I've had on there sharing their experiences, so every show is a little different. You can learn about depression and various types of treatment on my website as well. You can especially learn about Deep TMS, which stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's an exciting treatment on the forefront of what I call a new paradigm shift. It's a new way of thinking of how we get treatment. You can also find out on my website if you're actually a candidate for TMS by taking the self-test. I have videos and blogs on my website, and you can subscribe to my podcasts, which are associated with this radio show. You can also follow me on Facebook at Treasure Valley TMS. I post a lot of information on Facebook, and a lot of positive messages come out. My practice slogan is, "Hope Lives Here." On past shows, I've covered topics such as bipolar disorder, and had several guests talk about their personal experiences related to that. I've had Liza Long on my show twice. She's a nationally known author who was thrust into the national scene following the blog that she wrote called I Am Adam Lanza's Mother. She talks about her experience raising a son with bipolar disorder. And also on the next show from that, a later show, she discusses the educational system related to mental illness. Liza Long happens to be the president of the local chapter of NAMI, which stands for the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. Her son Eric, who she wrote that famous blog about, also comes on my show and talks about his own personal struggle with bipolar disorder and how he's had it treated and what he's doing now. He's actually doing quite great things. He's quite an impressive young man. I've also had Dr. Mark George on my show, who is the leading researcher in the world on brain stimulation, such as TMS, and he provides his unique perspective on how important this treatment is for many other brain disorders. I was fortunate enough to have him come on my show. I met Dr. George for the first time when I went to Barcelona, Spain this year to attend the World Conference on Brain Stimulation. I've also had two local area psychiatrists come on my show, Dr. Charles Novak. He's an expert on all things psychiatry, especially on policy and governmental issues related to mental illness. I've also had my colleague, Dr. Roberto Negron, come on my show and talk about suicide risk factors and the importance of early intervention. I've also had my son, Stephen, on the show come on and talk about his life with schizoaffective disorder, which he's gone through. He's also shared some of his music that he's made on the show. On this show, I've tried to illuminate important areas of mental illness and tried to make it okay to talk about mental illness. At the end of the day, these are the conditions of the brain that relate more to brain chemistry and circuits than the choices of the person. No one wants these illnesses. I hope there have been people out there that have felt more willing to talk about their struggles and illness by listening to this show. I encourage that. Mental illnesses are more than individual struggles. It's family struggles, society struggles, and everyone is affected. So it's not just someone in isolation struggling with this. It's everyone affected by it. But fortunately, there are many solutions and effective treatments out there, especially in this new era of approved brain stimulation techniques like TMS. We are closing in on a time when we'll be able to treat many different brain disorders without medications and get lasting results. This is what excites me and motivates me. I have seen firsthand how well brain stimulation works in patients who have come to me. I've been surprised on how well Deep TMS works for major depression. Another indication I mentioned several times in the show is that OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder is really close to getting an FDA approval. Once that happens, I'll be offering treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder as well. But there's other indications for TMS that are looming on the horizon. And these are called, currently there's off-label use, which means it's not FDA approved, but you can still potentially use TMS. And conditions such as anxiety, migraine headaches, Parkinson's disease, early Alzheimer's, bipolar depression, and many other brain conditions are being studied worldwide right now to be treated with brain stimulation. I went to two conferences this year. I mentioned earlier I went to Barcelona, Spain for the World Conference on Brain Stimulation, and I went to the National TMS Society's meeting in San Diego in May of this year as well. All the world experts were at both of these meetings. The presentations were basically mind-blowing. At the Barcelona conference, there was 1,000 people in attendance at this meeting, many from all over the world, Australia, China, New Zealand, South Africa, all over Europe and the United States. So people from all over the world were there, even people from Russia. And that was really exciting to talk to these different experts, and they were studying different aspects of brain stimulation. Well, I'm the first psychiatrist and doctor in Idaho to provide deep TMS. And deep TMS, I believe, is the state of art of treatment right now in terms of brain stimulation. It's very exciting. The results I'm getting are amazing. I've had some patients come completely off their medications with the deep TMS, and they feel not only better, but they don't have the lingering or problematic side effects that medications have sometimes. So I'm going to come back in a few minutes, and I'm going to talk about some exciting discoveries about the brain, talk about a different topic a little bit. If you're listening in for the first time, I'm Dr. Kent. I have a weekly radio show where I talk about mental illness and depression and treatments for depression.
Welcome back to my show.
Tune in.
I'll
come
back
in just
a few minutes, and I'll be right back.
I have my weekly show on. You've listened to me today, and I've got a guest coming on a little bit later. Go ahead and check out my website, www.treasurevalleytms.com. More details about myself. You can hear other radio shows that I post on my website. So I have lots of different speakers and different topics come on, so I think you hopefully find it interesting. You may have seen my posts on Facebook or seen me on my billboard. I'm getting the word out there on deep TMS and how it's changing people's lives. The person coming in today, you'll get to hear about that. In fact, you can go to my website and read testimonials or see videos of real patients and their response to treatment. I'm really trying to reach out and find people that don't know that there's another option for treating depression, and they don't need to feel hopeless, that there really is something else out there that we can treat this with. In the news this past week, there was some interesting new research on a structure in the brain called the hippocampus, which is part of the limbic system and associated with memory and emotions. If you're familiar with brain anatomy, that's great. If you're not, the brain is a complex organ, but it's the most important organ in our body. We have the outer part of our brain called the cortex, and that's the part where we have our conscious thinking, where we make decisions and we think about things and we understand what's going on and we make decisions and initiate action. The hippocampus is deeper in the brain, and it's considered an older part of the brain from an evolutionary standpoint. But many of these deeper structures in the brain have connections directly to the cortex or outer layer of the brain. Some researchers have called the hippocampus, quote, the heart of the brain, and given it special importance. There's a researcher out of Hong Kong which published their findings in the prestigious international academic journal called Proceedings of the National Academy of Science in August of this year. People who have hippocampal damage lose the ability to form and retain new memories. It is also closely related to other diseases such as epilepsy, schizophrenia, transient global amnesia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Their research showed that low-frequency activities in the hippocampus can drive brain-wide functional connectivity in the cerebral cortex and enhance sensory responses. In other words, low-frequency activities of the hippocampus can drive the functional integration between different regions of the cerebral cortex and enhance the responsiveness of vision, hearing, and touch. This is why some consider the hippocampus to be the heart of the brain. Also, the hippocampus has been associated with learning and memory. These findings may have implications for Alzheimer's disease. The brain's importance cannot be overstated. By weight, the brain is only 2% of the total body weight, and yet it consumes 20% of our total energy needs. That's 10 times more than it weighs. So the brain is incredibly important. Further, we know that many different lines of research show that these deeper structures of the brain, such as the hippocampus, are just part of a variety of brain circuits that are interconnected. When we stimulate one part of the brain, it will also stimulate other parts of the brain as well. This also explains how TMS, or deep TMS, which stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation, how it works. It stimulates the outer part of the brain, or the cerebral cortex, while simultaneously stimulating deeper structures in the limbic system, such as the hippocampus. I'm excited because next week I'm having Dr. Aaron Tendler come on my show. He's the chief medical officer for BrainsWay. BrainsWay is a company out of Israel. They've developed a second-generation device for a TMS device, which I call deep TMS. And they use a proprietary technology. They're the only one that has an FDA-approved technology. Not an FDA-approved, but a patented technology. They're FDA-approved, of course. In fact, they're developing a different device for different indications or different brain disorders. In other words, one size does not fit all. With traditional TMS devices, they use a figure-eight coil, and it's unpatented, so anybody can make one. And those really can't be reconfigured. BrainsWay is developing, it's my understanding, they're developing 15 different coil configurations to treat different brain conditions. This is exciting for me. They're currently FDA-approved to treat depression, but soon they're going to have an FDA approval for obsessive-compulsive disorder, or OCD. And they're going to use a different coil configuration or a different helmet to treat the OCD. Right now I use what they call the H1 coil for treating depression. For OCD they have what they call the H7 coil. And that way we can tailor the treatment to the condition. Other conditions that are being studied by BrainsWay and around the world that show promise are bipolar depression, the negative symptoms of schizophrenia. Those include things like lack of motivation and lack of drive, Parkinson's disease, early Alzheimer's disease, migraine headaches, various addictions such as cocaine and gambling and weight loss, stroke victims, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The era of mainly just using only drugs is coming to an end. In fact, some depression cases, patients can come off meds entirely with deep TMS. And I've seen that with some of my patients. They've been able to completely get off their medications and not have a return of their depression. The effects of deep TMS can last for long periods, months to years. And this is called durability. Our entire understanding of the brain is changing and starting to recognize the importance of brain circuits rather than just brain receptors. When we've talked in the past, it's always about brain chemistry, which is vitally important. It is important. And medications have played a crucial role in the mental health field. But it's exciting to see patients respond positively to a localized brain stimulation technique without the systemic effects associated with medications. One gets all the benefits without the side effects. That's what's exciting for me. So stay tuned for next week when Dr. Aaron Tendler comes on my show. I'm excited to have him talk about current and future directions for deep TMS. I myself began using TMS in December of 2015. I used a traditional figure-eight coil TMS. I liked the results. I was impressed. But earlier this year, I switched over to deep TMS with BrainsWay, and I call them a second-generation device because they use a completely different coil configuration, which is fully patented. Since then, I've treated over 60 patients with deep TMS, and I've been blown away by the results. I've been in practice with psychiatry for over 30 years, and I haven't seen anything this exciting come along. It's currently FDA-approved for major depressive disorder, and most insurances will pay for it, but their stipulation is that patients have to fail 3 to 4 medications and at least 6 weeks of psychotherapy before they will cover the cost of TMS. However, patients could decide that they don't want to use their insurance and they still want to get TMS. Some patients don't want to try medications at all because they don't want to go down that path. But TMS right now is, in terms of insurance, is covering it, covers what we call refractory depression. Refractory depression refers to people who've failed traditional treatments such as medications and psychotherapy. Deep TMS has what we call localized or temporary side effects like tension headaches, occasionally fatigue right after treatment, and the rare possibility of a seizure, which also can happen with medication. So it's not something different or new. But these side effects are fairly unusual. Seizures are very rare. But seizures are treatable. They're not necessarily life-threatening. But the results I've been seeing with the deep TMS this year have been astounding. With medications, one can expect to see about a 55% response rate with medications the first go-around treating depression. But then, after each successive medicine is tried, the response rate drops by 50% each time to get to a point where medications pretty much don't work. With deep TMS, I'm seeing about a 50 to 60% remission rate, which means that they're basically depression-free. And another 25% have about a 50% reduction in their depressive symptoms. When you add those together, I'm seeing about an 80 to 90% favorable response to deep TMS. To me, that's mind-blowing. And those are in people that have failed other treatments, such as medications and psychotherapy. So I'm getting the hardest cases. I don't know what the results would be if I had somebody who had never even tried medications before. That's pretty phenomenal. And the problem with depression, with medication, sometimes people will respond to medications, but they feel somewhat numb on the medications. They feel that they're medicated. They feel like they're on medications, or they have a lack of sex drive, or they gain weight. So there's problems with medications that we've had for a while. Now, the FDA hopefully is going to start approving deep TMS for other conditions, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about on the show. Any time now, they should be approving treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder for deep TMS, even this month possibly. So we're kind of waiting and crossing our fingers that it'll happen soon. But there's lead researchers all over the world studying deep TMS, and there's something like 55 multi-center trials going on at any one time. So check out my website at www.treasurevalleytms.com to see if you're a candidate for deep TMS. I have a self-assessment on there.
Welcome back to my show. This is Dr. Kent.
Thank you. I'm talking about depression today and treatment for depression. I've talked about a lot of different topics related to the brain over the prior shows that I've had. Even on this show, I talk a little bit about different conditions. The main motivation for this show has been to talk freely about mental illness and its impact on individuals, families, and society as a whole. All mental illnesses are treatable. That's one message I want you to hear. All mental illnesses are treatable. However, some more than others. Some have unique challenges. The most common mental illness is depression, or in the business we refer to it as major depressive disorder. This is different than someone who occasionally gets bummed out about something in their life. Major depressive disorder is more persistent. It's more medical in nature, and it's disabling. People who suffer from this type of depression are unable to find relief with traditional treatments sometimes, such as medications and psychotherapy. If they don't respond to these treatments, they become increasingly hopeless. And hopelessness is very dangerous. It's a state of a mind that leads to suicidal thoughts and sometimes to actually taking action on those suicidal thoughts. So hopelessness is something I take very seriously. Of all the mental illnesses, depression is probably the most treatable and successful at treatment. But one-third of patients, or one out of three, do not respond favorably to medications or psychotherapy. That's a lot of people. And those people that don't respond, we refer to that in the business as refractory depression. They're refractory to treatment, to medications, and psychotherapy. And those people, one out of three, are more likely to try suicide. In fact, every single day, one Idahoan dies of suicide. To me, this is preventable. This shouldn't happen. People should get help, but they don't know where to get help, and they get frustrated with help that they've gotten. So I provide information on this show to show that there's other ways to get help. Another statistic or fact that you may not be aware of, every hour, one veteran in this country dies of suicide. That's every hour, and this is also preventable. This is the population I especially want to reach out to, is those who are listening to this show who have become discouraged and hopeless about their depression and their life. I want to reach out for you to get help. For those people, there are very promising options such as deep TMS and even ECT or electroconvulsive therapy if needed. These treatments have been proven to be effective at a very high percentage of patients. Deep TMS does very well in all patients, especially those with refractory depression. I've seen people with decades of depression respond almost immediately to deep TMS, completely reversing that downward spiral that they're experiencing. I've had those people come on my show to share their experience, and I have another one coming on my next segment to talk about her experience with deep TMS and depression and how it's changed her life. All of these guests have not needed much encouragement to come on the show because they really want to share the experience and reach out to people that are experiencing the same things that they're going through. And the great thing is that they can get better without the use of medications. And that's a new paradigm. That's a new shift in how we're thinking. It's kind of the best of both worlds. All the benefits without the negatives. Go to my website. Find out more about depression and deep TMS at treasurevalleytms.com. You can find out by taking the self-assessment if you're actually a candidate or not. I'm really excited because next week on my show, I'm bringing on Dr. Aaron Tindler. I met Dr. Tindler down in San Diego this year. He's the chief medical officer for BrainsWay, which is an international company which produces the deep TMS device that I use. It's the only company that provides a proprietary deep TMS treatment. He'll talk at the show next week about various indications for deep TMS, which are coming in the future for various brain disorders. And that's exciting to me. It's not just going to be reserved for people with depression, but there's going to be other conditions that we can treat successfully. You won't want to miss that show. I'm excited myself to see what's on the horizon and what's coming. So tune in next Sunday at 9 in the morning to hear my show. Also, follow me on Facebook. Facebook I post pretty much every day. I have different information I post, messages that are positive, kind of reaching into the community, trying to find people that need treatment. I don't want to see one Idahoan a day dying from suicide. That's just unnecessary. It's preventable. It's just not okay. So that's one of the reasons I do this show, is to have other people hear about the possibilities and what can happen. Let me also put in a plug for NAMI. NAMI stands for the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. They're the best organization in the world, in my opinion, for advocacy for mental illness. They have lots of information on their site. They have local groups that go on for families and for patients, support groups. So you can contribute money to their organization. It's very well spent. They really really run by a lot of volunteers, mostly. Liza Long is their current president of NAMI. She's the local chapter president. She's been on my show twice, and she's done an amazing job. She's a great individual. She has her heart in the right place. So really consider supporting NAMI. I want to make sure I get a plug in for them. The field of psychiatry is struggling at this point, in my opinion, to keep up with the demand, especially here in Idaho, where there's a serious shortage of psychiatrists. My colleagues are stretched thin, and I'm one of them. If you are fortunate enough to be able to see a psychiatrist, let them know how you appreciate seeing them. Many of my colleagues work long hours and many weekends and call nights. They are an important part of what I call the invisible safety net of our community. They save countless lives every single day. I myself feel very fortunate to be working in this field. I've been practicing psychiatry for over 30 years, mostly here in the Treasure Valley. I also appreciate the myriad of support staff that labor in this field, including nurses, social workers, therapists, psych techs, and many others who you don't see. They are the unseen in the community, but provide invaluable care and compassion. So I'm really, really excited about the field that I work in. When I was going through medical school, it wasn't a field that I'd even looked at. It wasn't even something that was on my radar. And when I went through my rotation in psychiatry, the light bulb went on, and I really was grateful that I made the decision to come into this field. It's a very exciting field. It's a very successful field. A lot of people look at psychiatry and say, well, it seems hopeless, but it's not. People who get help in my field get benefit, and they get better, and they can lead productive, good lives. So that's the message I want to put out about psychiatry. It's not a hopeless field. but it's really a field that's growing and expanding. We're understanding the brain much better than we've ever understood it before. On my next segment, I'm going to be talking with Joni. She's a patient of mine who struggled for years with what I call refractory depression. She's had years of not responding to treatment. So I think you should really tune in. I think you're going to get a lot out of the next segment. Her husband's going to come on as well and share his perspective on her exciting change that she's had and the transformation that she's gone through. So I appreciate you listening into my show and tune into my next
segment.
Welcome
back to my show. This is Dr. Kent.
I do this every week. I've got special guests on today, as I mentioned in my prior segment. Every time I come on, I try to bring on guests from the community, people that have experienced problems with depression and other mental illness as well. So today I have Joni on my show. She's consented to come on. This is something out of her box, I think, but she's excited to be here and kind of share her story a little bit and talk about her experience. Welcome to my show, Joni.
Thank you.
So I have you on my show because I've been treating you for depression, so I want to kind of start with that a little bit. You've experienced problems with depression, is that correct?
Yes.
And how long did you say you've had problems with depression?
Well, I'm 55, and I would say I've had it for about 25 years.
So a long time, so basically half your life.
Yes.
So let's start with talking about your depression, because everyone experiences similar things, but some things are different. In your case, what has your depression been like? What sort of symptoms have you had? What has it been like to live with depression?
I think getting rid of the thoughts in my head, my regrets, they clouded my mind constantly, and I couldn't function or think about other things. I just, I was consumed with my thoughts, and it made me immobilized and made me feel all kinds of low self-esteem, paranoia, anger, just out of no control over my own emotions, just very dark.
Okay. I imagine you didn't have a lot of energy.
No energy. I was tired all the time, napped every day, just didn't get much done, did a lot of sitting and feeling hopeless.
Not a lot of interest in doing things.
No hobbies, didn't want to leave the house. I forced myself to do everything.
Okay. Did you have feelings of hopelessness?
I felt hopeless. I felt like I had tried every medication under the sun, and nothing seemed to help. And I was sick all the time from the meds I took because my body just couldn't deal with the strength of them, and I tried lots of medications, and it seemed like nothing worked.
So you went through a lot of treatment with that, and that must have been discouraging.
Very discouraging, frustrating. That made me feel hopeless.
Did you ever, when people get hopeless, in my experience, they tend to think that life isn't worth it anymore. Did you get to that point?
I've been suicidal a few times over the years and got through it with a lot of prayer, and just everything's dark and you just don't, you wonder what life is entails for you in the future.
So the other aspect of depression is how it affects others in our relationships. So how did it impact your relationships?
Well, I think when you're depressed, you have a hard time of knowing really what love is because you're consumed with your own thoughts. And so I don't think you can be a good spouse because you can't see clearly and see the blessings of your spouse and enjoy them and understand their needs because you're consumed with yourself, basically.
So pretty negative impact on their marriage for in particular.
It's really tough with depression.
What about other family members or friends or other people? How has it impacted them?
They've been afraid for me over the years because of my medicine intake and being up and down and knowing that I'm not wasn't a stable person.
I don't recall. Are you currently working or not working at this time?
I'm not working at this time.
In the past, did the depression affect employment or your work ability to work?
Absolutely. I would get a job and not stick with it because I would feel so overwhelmed and stressed for the commitment to go to work. It was hard to commit myself, and it's been tough.
So it's had a real negative impact on your productivity, and so financially you've suffered as a result of your depression.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Kent. I have a weekly radio show, and I've got Johnny on this segment. She is a patient of mine who's suffering from depression, so she's sharing her experience with that. Let me ask you some more questions. Now, you say you've been through a lot of medications, and tell me about that experience.
Well, I always feel frustrated and insecure, worried that I'm having the wrong side effects or they're making me sick. I've taken everything you could think of, and it'll work for a little while and then not work anymore, so I have to try something new and go off the one I'm on, and I have withdrawals and side effects from the new medication, and it takes, I get impatient because I feel like nothing's ever going to work.
So do you know how many medicines, maybe just to roughly, you might have tried, just a rough estimate of how many meds you might have tried?
I would say probably 20.
20 different medications, wow. That is up there. That's probably about what's out there on the market in terms of availability. So basically went through all the medications. That had to be really discouraging, frustrating, and create a little more hopelessness because, you know, what else is there? What else can I do? And I'm doing everything I can, so that must have been terribly frustrating for you.
Very. Read a lot of self-help books. Nothing seemed to work.
And then you've done some counseling or psychotherapy along the way as
well?
Oh,
yeah, lots of counseling. I've been in counseling for as many years as I've been depressed, it seems. And lots of doctors and nothing just seemed to work.
You've really done all the traditional treatments for depression up to this point. Really, you know, you're the kind of person who's seeking help and wants help, and it just isn't working for you.
Yes.
So let's come around then and talk about how did you find me?
On Facebook, I saw your ads, and I was curious about it. Actually, my husband brought it to my attention. And so I called your office and talked to your staff about it, and I felt weary and nervous about it. So I kind of put it on the back burner for a couple weeks, maybe a month, and I just felt like nothing was working, and I was real sick coming off of a medication that was not working for me, and I thought, I'm just to the point where I just got to try something new. So I made an appointment and started doing TMS.
Okay. So you found me through social media at this point. So if you're just listening in, I'm just Dr. Kent. I'm doing this weekly radio show, but I also reach out to the community through a variety of means. I have a pretty active Facebook post every week. You'll probably see me a lot on Facebook. Sorry about that, but I do want to get the word out. I've got a big old billboard out there as well that people see. I'm in some magazines. I've been on KTVB Channel 7 a few times. So the main thrust for this is to kind of let people know that there's another way of treating depression. And Johnny wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for me reaching out like that. So that's kind of why I do that. And I'm excited to see someone find me that way, especially someone like Johnny who's been through a lot of treatment. I mean, 20 medications, years and years and years of psychotherapy and counseling, really feeling hopeless, not able to work, affecting her marriage, affecting other relationships. And so these are the kind of people I'm reaching out to on this show. So if you're tuning in for the first time, go to my website at treasurevalleytms.com. You can see me on Facebook at Treasure Valley TMS. You can search for it that way. So you can kind of find out what this is about. So Johnny's started into deep TMS. That's the type of TMS that I do. It's called deep TMS. And how many treatments have you had so far? I don't recall. Do you know about how many?
I would say about 20 or...
So crossing the 20 mark or so?
Yeah.
Okay. For those listening in, TMS, we do a course of treatment, usually around 30 to 36 to start with, and then we wait and see if it will hold on its own. And she's received over 20 treatments. So how has it gone for you? How is the TMS? Is it working? Do you feel different? How do you feel?
I feel marvelous. It's working. It's wonderful. It's a light in my life. It's changed my life. It's amazing how quick it's worked. And I'm just so happy with it.
You mentioned something about how your view of the world changed and how it went from one way to another way. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, my husband and I use the analogy of wax paper in front of my eyes and never seeing clearly, just being so consumed with everything I'm worried about that I couldn't appreciate life or anything in life or the beauty of where we live or the love for my husband, and it's been lifted, and I feel like a new person.
And what about your relationships? What has happened there?
I'm enjoying my husband now. I've fallen more in love with him. We get along very well, which when I was feeling so depressed, I was extremely moody and angry and not an easy person to live with.
Okay. I just so happened to have your husband Homer on the show as well, so let me get his perspective and a little bit about how he's seen this go for you with his treatment. So get a little closer to the mic there. There you go.
Thank you, Doctor. Having never had intimate contact with a depressed person, I got a PhD in depression in the last 7 years, never realizing how it could occupy and take over someone's life. Seeing Johnny struggle with the medications and then seeing her discover the new treatment, TMS, and then go through the treatments, which was a brave choice for her to make, and I told her I would support her. And now seeing the difference in Johnny, the closest thing I could say would be if you knew a person that was blind and then they magically got their sight back and you took them for a walk and they saw a tree and they saw a bird or they even saw me myself, just to see her eyes open, and it's so rewarding to see her be happy. Which obviously makes me happy as well.
So the relationship has improved.
It's improved dramatically.
So you're happy as well.
I feel like I had the treatment.
Yeah, so you got the treatment as well. So that's what I wanted to kind of bring you on, is kind of get your perspective and show what a difference it makes. And you know, that you actually the one who found the TMS, it sounds like, kind of on the Facebook post. And
I did see it, and I'm not in the medical field, and I told Johnny it was her decision, and she thought about it, and then she thought about her condition with the current med she had been taking, and she went for it, and I supported her, and the results have been amazing.
So you've seen it firsthand yourself, and I know that my staff who helped me with the TMS really were impressed with how Johnny's face changed. Kind of a sullen, flat, depressed, withdrawn individual to smiling and happy and talkative and excited to come on the show. So that's kind of the transformation I've seen over and over again. I've had a lot of other patients come on the show with a very similar sort of experience. So what could you say to people out there that have gone through what you just went through? What would you say to somebody who's in a serious depression and is not getting better?
I would say to try TMS. It's not scary. It works. And it's a great alternative to taking lots of meds and fighting, trying to get out of it. It's very rewarding. Like I said, it's changed my life.
Well, that's awesome. I really appreciate you coming on the show and kind of having the courage to come on a radio show when you're not really maybe necessarily comfortable with that, but you've done a great job. So next week, I'm having Dr. Aaron Tendler come on my show. He's the chief medical officer for BrainsWay. That's the device I use to treat people with TMS, and I call it a second-generation TMS device. He's an expert on everything deep TMS, and he does a lot of the lead researching and studying of these different conditions that we're going to treat in the future for TMS. So he's coming to my show next week. You want to tune into that. He has a lot to say about the future of deep TMS and all the different conditions that we're going to be treating. And in the near future, we're going to be treating obsessive compulsive disorder. It's about to get FDA approval, we think, maybe even this month. So I'm hoping and crossing my fingers that happens soon, because I have some patients who are waiting for that to happen. So tune in next week, and I'll have a really good show on for you, and also probably another guest to come on and share their experience with depression and deep TMS. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.